Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Beard, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Secretary of the Congregation of Mount Zion, the South Town of Liberty here in Texas. Today is May 10, 2017, or it is this 14, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled Ivory Palaces. Yeshua has done so wondrous far that further takes his fill. His fragrance reached to the heart of mine with joy my being filled. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of mold, only his great eternal flood made the Savior go. His love has sorrow sore, the fellows had a part. And when nothing of the cross he bore, Christ lifted up stars. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of mold, only his great eternal love made the Savior go. His garments to enchanted with healing and attack. His time of feet as I'm sitting asleep, he took me from this blood. Out of the ivory palaces into a world half mold, only his great eternal love made the Savior go. In God's glorious he will come to open wide the door, and I shall enter my heavenly home to dwell forevermore. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of love, Gentiles, part 20. We're going to continue on our study. Philippians, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Yeshua Messiah, unto all the saints in Yeshua Messiah, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and from the Savior Yeshua Messiah. I thank my Elohim upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of the Yeshua Messiah. I thank my Elohim for in every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship and the gospel, and you know, I just put the word truth there, for your fellowship in the truth from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of the Yeshua Messiah, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the truth, you all are partakers of my grace. For Yahweh is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Yahshua Messiah. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of the Yahshua. Being filled with the fruits of the righteousness which are by the Yeshua Messiah, unto the glory and praise of the Father. The effects of Paul's bonds, for I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Yeshua are manifest in all the place and in all other places, and many of the brethren in the Yeshua, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Yeshua even of envy and strife, and some also of the good will. Then one preach Yeshua of the contention not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bond. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the truth. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in a pretense or in the truth. Now, actually, finally put the word truth in here. I've been putting that word truth in the place of the word gospel. Yeshua is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn unto my salvation through your prayer and unto the supply of the Spirit of Yeshua Messiah, according unto my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Yeshua shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For unto me to live in the Yeshua and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart to be with the Yeshua, which is far better, Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of the faith in the blood of the Yeshua, of the new and living way, by the blood of sprinkling. I always add that when I see the word faith, or when I read the word faith, that your rejoicings may be more abundant in the Yeshua Messiah for me by my coming unto you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the doctrine teachings of the Yeshua. I'll put that in the place of gospel again. And let's do that again, verse 27, Philippians 1. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the truth of the doctrine and teachings of the Yeshua, to the new and living way of the blood of the everlasting covenant, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in the one spirit, with the one mind, striving together for the faith, in the truth of the new and living way. Verse 28, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, that is to them an evident token of the perdition, but to you of the salvation and that of Yahweh. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Yahshua not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Having the same conflict that you saw in me and now are here to be in one. Alright, Philippians chapter 2, the humility of the Yahshua. If there be therefore any consolation in the Yahshua, if any comfort of the love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of the mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of the one accord, of the one mind, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of the mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Yahshua Messiah, who being in the form of Yahweh, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yahweh, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore Yahweh also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Yahshua every knee should bow, of the things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Yahshua Messiah is the Savior, unto the glory of the Father, Yahweh. Or it just says unto the Yahweh the Father. Okay. In other words, it says God the Father, so we'll just put the Yahweh the Father, or Elohim, Yahweh, Elohim. Okay, practicing humility. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is the Yahweh which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, as the sons of Yahweh, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as the lights in the world, holding forth the word of the life, that I may rejoice in the day of Yahshua, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Yahshua Messiah to send Timotheus shortly unto you, and I also may be of the good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things that are of Yahshua Messiah. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in Yahshua that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send unto you Ephroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, that your messenger and he that ministered unto my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of the heaviness because that he had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death, but Yahweh had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I send him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore into Yeshua, with all gladness, and hold such in the reputation. Because for the work of Yeshua he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of the service toward me. End of chapter 2. Chapter 3, we're going to go right on into Philippians. If Paul gives up all things for the Yeshua. Okay. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Yeshua. To write the same things unto you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of the dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision that worship Yahweh in the Spirit. Now you see this right here, what Paul is saying? He's telling these Gentiles, the Philippians, he says, we are the circumcision. Now, Paul is a Hebrew Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. But yet, Yahweh has given him a commission that he was raised up specifically to go to the Gentiles and to join them to the house of Israel. And now he's done this. And so now he talks about the Pharisees being called the circumcision, and that the Hebrew Israelites were called the circumcision of the Old Testament. But you know what? The Gentiles that have been joined unto the house of Israel in the New Testament are now called the circumcision. They're no longer called the uncircumcision if they join the house of Israel and follow the sanctuary system through the blood, the new and living way of Yeshua, then they are called also the circumcision of the New Testament. Here it is right here. Paul says right here to these Philippian Gentiles, for we are the circumcision that worship Yahweh in the Spirit and rejoice in the Yeshua, and have no confidence in the flesh. Verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew, of the Hebrews, is touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the congregation, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained unto me, those I counted loss for the Yeshua. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the exceedings, for the excellency of the knowledge of the Yeshua, Messiah, my Savior, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win the Yeshua. Now here Paul is saying that I have suffered the loss of all things. Did you know this is probably the only place you'll find that in the scriptures about anyone suffering the loss of all things for the sake of the Yeshua? I'm sure that all the disciples suffered the loss of all things as well when they were born again, and like Yeshua told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Once they become a born again, they suffer the loss of all things that are physical, that are carnal in this world. I know the feeling. I know the feeling. I, at one time, had possessions. I owned a house, a nice home, and I owned cars and trucks, and I owned land. And yet, when I met the man that had this, introduced me to this God, this truth of the sanctuary, to the New and Living Way, in 1970, when I met Brother Shelby Johnson, I had to make a decision to follow this truth and do whatever it called for, or not accept it and continue on gaining worldly possessions. Because I had determined that I was going to become a millionaire because I had the talent to do it. And then I met Brother Stephen Johnson, and I had to make a decision. And I made the right decision. By doing that, I suffered the loss of all physical things here on earth, including my family and my children. Okay, so I know the feeling what Paul went through. And not only that, but then I spent 20 years, Yahweh blessing me to accumulate again a few things, cars and trucks and houses. And then again he called me up 20 years later to give up all the things if I wanted to be placed at the head of this kingdom of David. I had to give up all things and move on and sell all my possessions except just what I had to use to travel in. So I know what Paul has talking about. I suffered the loss of all things worldly in this world on two different times, about 20 years apart. Alright, Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith in the blood of the Yeshua, the new and living way, as the righteousness which is of the Father by the faith in the new and living way of the sanctuary, with Yahshua being the high priest, offering his blood on a daily basis for the saints, not for perpetual sinners that don't follow the sanctuary system. Only the saints that follow the sanctuary system, and if they do accidentally sin a sin, whether it be ignorance or presumptuous or whatever, then and John, at 1 John chapter 2, it says, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahshua Messiah the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Yahshua is only the propitiation for the sins of the saints. I've always wondered, well, once Paul called all those Gentile converts, he called them saints. But yet he had to go back and revisit those saints, find out that they had sin among them. And he told them how to get rid of their sin and clean up their congregation, how they had to repent and do it again. But they had an advocate. They had someone in the high heavens that was a high priest that was their propitiation for the sins that had accumulated in their church after they become saints. Alright? So now, in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, is that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of the Yahshua Messiah. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We have to forget about those things that's behind us now. And I have yet to do this my own self, but I've got to practice what I preach. Paul practiced what he preached. So I'm telling all of you folks that are in the business that has a commission to take this present truth message to your Gentile brethren. David number two, Jeff White, I'm trying to get him used to his new identity because he needs to identify himself as the house of David, and no better way to do it than to take on that name for the namesake of the house of David, the kingdom, everlasting kingdom of David. That's what we represent. And so take this new truth that's unfolding, and I would like for you to admonish Jeff White to address his Gentiles. Take this new truth to them. Tell them. They're in Philippians 3:3. Tell him, I'm of the house of David. I am a Hebrew Israelite. But all black people are not Hebrew Israelites. Not all white people are Hebrew Israelites. But those that are identified as Hebrew Israelites, they can go to their Gentile brethren now, and rightfully so, because their Gentile brethren probably are worshiping on Sunday, and so the Gentile brethren won't be offended if you come to them and say, well, I have a message for the Gentiles, a new message. That when they Romans chapter 11, when they're grafted back into the stalk of Israel, to that tree of Israel, then they become the circumcision. And then you can go to Isaiah 56 and back that up in the Old Testament, that the stranger within your gates that lay a hold of your covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain. You can go to Isaiah chapter 2. You can go to Micah chapter 4. And it said, everyone in the world, Jew or Gentile, lay hold of my covenant. They become one. And then they become of the new circumcision of the new covenant of the New Testament. So they can rejoice in that. And Isaiah 56 is the best chapter in the world for confirming that among the eunuchs. The stranger that's within your gates, or the sons of the strangers, it just goes right on down. Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of the Father, Yahweh, and the Yeshua Messiah. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. So now he's telling these Gentiles, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, Yahweh shall reveal even this unto you. How wonderful it is. How about James chapter 3:2? In many things we offend all. He that offends not in word, the same as the perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Okay, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about perfection among the Gentile community, but they have to join and lay a hold of this everlasting covenant mentioned there in Isaiah 56. For starters, they have to also read Isaiah chapter 11, and they also have to read Isaiah 66, verse 16 through about 22 there, or whatever. Talks about the Gentiles being brought from all the nations of the world here, in a clean vessel to my holy mountain, Jerusalem. Alright. Philippians 3:15, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, Yahweh shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, verse 16, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them that walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of the Yeshua, whose end is destruction, whose Yahweh is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. You know, this word cross, they say that Yeshua was hung on a tree, and the Bible says this, he was hung on a tree, on it like a spike, you know, straight up and down. To me, a cross would have been more comfortable to have had, to where you could have your arms spread out and so forth. But you know what I believe? Since Yeshua was the one that was showing the crossroads of the two economies, the economy of the Old Testament coming to its end and the economy of the New Testament beginning, and Yahshua was the transition. He brought the transition between the two great economies and their two great festivals. One is about to pass away, the other is about to come in to being. And the word cross, Yahshua showed the crossroads. He showed where the old world and the Antediluvian world was brought to an end. When that curtain was rent there in the temple at his death, when he died, the curtain was rent, and that lamb is about to be slaughtered there in the temple. He escaped and got away. Showed that the old covenant with the animal sacrifice had come to its end. That's your crossroads, folks. So it's only fitting that we have this word cross put in the place of this stake of this tree that he was hung on. And it's quite an emblem to see the cross. Yeshua hanging on, and the two thieves, one on either side of him, showing the crossroads. Okay, Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in the heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, Yeshua Messiah, and who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now Yeshua has the power to subdue all things unto himself, and he has the power to change our vile bodies likened unto his glorious body. He has that power. If you accept him, then he has that power to grant unto you eternal life, and that you can have full restoration by learning of him fully. And to prove that, you can go right back there to John chapter 3, and you can read about Nicodemus coming to him by night, and he says, Master, what shall I do to be saved? And okay. Well, Nicodemus made the right decision because Yahshua told him he had to be born again. And so he says, John chapter 3, verse 3, Yahshua answered Nicodemus and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Boy, that must have startled Nicodemus, because he was witnessing the kingdom of Yahweh through Yahshua the Messiah. He witnessed him every day and the miracles that he performed. Nicodemus was taking notes. He was observing. He became a good, watchful student of this man, Yahshua. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Yeshua answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Isaac, the second son of Abraham, was born of the Spirit. That's why we are called in Isaac's name today. Okay, so those that are born of the Spirit automatically are the direct descendants of Isaac, whether you be Jew or Gentile. It makes no difference. Okay, John 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So if you are born again, you're born of the Spirit, then you're automatically a spirit. You are a spiritual being, literally, in human flesh. Well, Yahshua was a living spirit in human flesh, reincarnated through the fallen, sinful flesh of man. All right, let's go back now to Philippians chapter 4. Now, Paul is telling these Gentiles, stand fast now. Okay. So he said in verse 1, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Yahshua, my dearly beloved. I beseech thee, Eudidas, and beseech Syntychus, that they be of the same mind in the Yahshua. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the truth with the Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Yahshua always, and again I say rejoice. It says rejoice in Yahshua always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Yahshua is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, that your requests be made known unto Yahweh, and the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through the Yahshua Messiah. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard, and seen in me, do, and the Yahweh of the peace shall be with you. Paul's thankfulness. But I rejoice in the Yahshua greatly, that now at the last your cure of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of the want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through the Yahshua which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. It says, now, you Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel dispensation, when I departed from the Macedonia, no congregation communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because that is our gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abounded. I am full, having received of the Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing unto Yahweh, that my Yahweh shall supply all your need according unto his riches in the glory by the Yahshua Messiah. Now unto Yahweh and our Father be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Slew every saint in the Yahshua Messiah. For the brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of the Caesar's household. For the grace of our Savior Yahshua Messiah be with you all. Hallelujah. Well, that ends the book of Philippians. Let's go right on and out into Colossians. Okay, it says, Paul is the author of the Colossians, which was probably written about A.D. 61. A form of heresy had crept into the Colossae congregation that involved forms of mysticism, elevations of the ceremony, secret or hidden knowledge, and the worship of angels. Although the heresy is not addressed specifically, Paul preaches the sufficiency of Yahshua in all things, and a list of rules for Yahshua-centered life, Colossians 1:15-18, is a particularly powerful statement of who Yahshua is. Alright, chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the will of Yahweh and Timotheus, our brother, unto the saints and faithful brethren in the Yahshua, which are at the Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from Yahweh our Father, and the Savior Yahshua Messiah. We give thanks unto Yahweh and the Father of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in the blood of Yahshua, and of the love which you have unto all the saints, for the hope that is laid up for you in the heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of this, of the teaching of the plan of salvation of the blood of the everlasting covenant, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew of the grace of the Yahweh in the truth, as ye also learned of the Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of the Yahshua, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Yahshua unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of the Yahweh. Strengthen with all might according unto his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with the joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of the darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Verse 15. The supremacy of Yahshua, who is in the image of the invisible Yahweh, as the firstborn of every creation. For by him were all things created that are in the heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the congregation of the Israel, who is as the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him for the reconciling all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the plan of the salvation of the Yeshua through the blood of the everlasting covenant, which you have heard and which was a priest unto every creature which is under the heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Yeshua in my flesh for his body's sake, which is of the body of Yeshua, of the congregation of the Israel. Paul says church here, which is a building. Yeshua's body is not the building. Yeshua's body is his people. That makes up the membership of the temple. Whereof I am made a minister according unto the dispensation of Yahweh, which that is given unto me for you, for the fulfilling of the word of Yahweh. Even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest unto his saints, unto whom Yahweh would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Yahshua in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in the Yahshua Messiah, whereunto I also labor, striving according unto his working, which worketh in me mightily. End of chapter 1 of Colossians. Let's go right on into chapter 2, verse 1. Yahshua is better than philosophy. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in the love and unto all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, for the acknowledgement of the mystery of Yahweh and of the Father and of his Son, Yeshua, in whom are hid all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joined and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in the blood of Yahshua. As you have therefore received Yahshua Messiah the Savior, so walk ye in him. When you walk in him, you have to keep all of the holy days of the sanctuary. That's mentioned in Leviticus 23, Passover, Pentecost, Atonement, New Moon, Sabbath, 12 a year, Seventh Day Sabbath, 52. Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Yahshua. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Yahweh's head bodily. And you are complete in him, that is the head of all principality and power. Yahshua better than legalism, verse 11. In him also you are circumcised with the circumcision. So the Gentiles Caucasian Gentiles that became converted unto the truth. They were circumcised with the circumcision. The circumcision are the Hebrew Israelites. The uncircumcised are your Gentiles, made without hands in the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Yeshua, buried with him in the baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Yahweh, who has raised him from the dead, and ye being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against it, that were contrary unto us, and took it out of the way, nailing it unto his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, that no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath day, for that are a shadow of the things to come, but the bodies of Yahshua. Now Paul is telling these Gentile Colossians, he said, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink. Yahshua better than mysticism, verse 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of the angels, intruding into those things that he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of the Yahweh. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Yahshua from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject unto ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, as the commandments and doctrines of the men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility, and neglecting of the body, not in any honor unto the satisfying of the flesh. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you then being risen with Yahshua, seek those things which are above, where Yahshua sitteth on the right hand of Yahweh. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Yahshua in the Yahweh. When Yahshua, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in the glory. Mortify therefore your members that are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which same sake the wrath of Yahweh cometh on the children of the disobedient, and in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free. Yahshua is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Yahshua forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on the charity, which is the bond of the perfectness. Let the peace of Yahweh rule in your hearts, unto the which also ye are called in the one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of the Yahshua dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Yahshua, Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Yahshua Messiah, giving thanks unto the Father, unto Yahweh, and the Father by Him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, as it is fit in the Yahshua. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Yahshua. Fathers, provoke not your children unto anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with the eye service as been pleaded, but in the singleness of heart, fearing Yahweh, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Yahshua and not unto man, knowing that of the Yahshua you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Yahshua Messiah. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of the persons. This ends chapter 3. Let's go right on into 4. Verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in the prayer, and watch in the same with the thanksgiving. Withal, praying also for us, that the Yahweh would grant unto us a door of the utterance, to speak the mystery of Yahshua, for which I am also in the bond, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in the wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. All my state shall the Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Yahshua, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your state and comfort your heart, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. He shall make known unto you all things that are done there. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son, to Barnabas, touching whom you receive commandment, if he come unto you, receive him, and Yahshua, that is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, says J-E-S-U-S, I guess you'd say Anhesus, which is called Justice. These only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of the Yahweh, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Yahshua, saluteth you always, laboring fervently for you in the prayers, and that you may stand perfect and complete in all of the will of the Father. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren with awe, which are in the Laodicea and Memphis, and the congregation which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the congregation of the Laodicea, and that ye likewise read the epistle from the Laodicea, and say unto Archippus, take heed unto the ministry which thou hast received in the Yahshua, that thou fulfill it. For the salutation by the hand of Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Hallelujah. This ends Colossians chapter, the book of Colossians, and now let's bring this study to a close with a song. Now the lily of the valley. I have found a friend in Yahshua. He's everything to thee. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort. In trouble he's my rest day. He tells me every care on empty road. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest that 10,000 to my soul. See how my grief has taken, and all my sorrows born. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my arrows torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempts me sore, through Yahshua I shall safely reach the goal. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. I'll live by faith and do his blessed will. Oh, all the fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he, my sunny soul shall fill. And sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest that 10,000 to my soul.